The Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 57, Fuckery Friday, living life, bro. Living life. That's what it's about. Living life. Yeah. All right, here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Another day, another day, another day, bro. I mean, you know, this whole Joe Biden failure situation got people feeling stupid in the fucking face. Now, here's the reality, bro. Here's the reality. You know, myself and I, you know, I came out and, you know, after what we saw during the pandemic and I saw who was on which side of things, I started thinking about it, started thinking about more politics stuff, you know, started, let me fix that. Let me fix this for the people out there. All right, you know, I started thinking about more political things and I started like, you know, I mean, I've always been political. You know, I just never really paid attention to it. You know, grew up in a Republican household. You know, we believe in Jesus Christ, right to bear arms. You know, no handouts. I'm all about conservatives. You know, I've been living conservative lifestyle my whole life, really. You know, my dad was in the Air Force. You know, my cousin was in the Marines. You know, so we definitely always been kind of on the, you know, the right side of things as far as, you know, political. But, you know, so when we, you know, when the whole Trump thing happened, you know, I was like, all right, whatever, you know, I mean, okay, I guess Trump is the guy, you know, and, you know, I remember making a post, you know, and I basically, you know, when Biden was going to be selected to be the president, that's right, presidents aren't elected, they're selected, you know, when Biden was going to be the president to be selected, you know, I just was like, this is going to be fucking horrible for America, and, you know, a lot of people were wrapped up in whatever, you know, Democrat Party, Jewish ran narrative that you believed. A lot of people during 2020, you know, were wrapped up in the George Floyd thing. And, you know, I mean, the reality is the reality, bro. You know, I fuck with Trump because he's anti-establishment. You know, I definitely have criticisms of him. But the reality is that's kind of like where I'm at, you know, political wise, you know, I don't dick ride politicians. I don't think anybody should dick ride politicians, but you know, this is kind of like where I'm at now. Earlier today, you know, there's a viral video that has The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he's, being interviewed on Fox News by Will Kane. And, you know, there's a big event this weekend for the wrestling world, you know, the WWE universe, you know, WrestleMania. And, you know, The Rock is over here talking about how he regrets voting for or endorsing Joe Biden and, you know, going along with the narrative. But unfortunately, you know, for The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, he has humble beginnings. You know, played college football and, you know, came from a very respectable family. But unfortunately, The Rock is a celebrity. Unfortunately, The Rock sold out a long time ago. And that is the situation with The Rock. You know, anytime a celebrity endorses or, you know, says something that you agree with, you don't have to, like, jump on his dick and be like, oh my God, I am a Rock fan now. No, we're not, you know, I mean, really anybody who is considers themselves a free thinker, someone who opposes the far left establishment, you know, you should not be like excited off of this. I mean, first of all, you know, celebrities, you know, the way celebrityism works is they go with whatever's popular. You know, if saying that transgender visibility day is the popular thing, they're gonna do it, bro. That's how these people operate. It's not popular to back Joe Biden, so they're like, oh well, you know, I felt like my influence was, yeah, get the fuck out of here, bro. This dude's fucking anti-American, bro. You know, The Rock stood there next to Oprah Winfrey, you know, and they fucking told people after the Hawaii disaster that happened. Do you remember the Hawaii disaster that happened? You know, what was it, a year ago, whatever it was? You know, they told people to fucking give money. These people are two of the richest people in the fucking world. Him and Oprah Winfrey told people to give your money to this cause. But they weren't throwing none of their money in the pot. You know, The Rock is an establishment. He's just someone who's in the establishment, bro. He's a celebrity, high-paying celebrity. And, you know, there was a SNL skit around 2020. I think it was like 2023. You know, where he was on SNL as a guest member, and one of the skits The Rock Johnson was in was a robot that was a child molester. And you'd be like, "What? What are you talking about? Google it, bitch. Google it." He was in a skit where he was creating a robot that turned into a child molester. Wow. That is a wild set of words you just used there, bro. That is a wild set of words. So, you know, I mean, I don't really think anything of celebrities. I don't think anything of The Rock. And, you know, I mean, this is going to happen. I mean, it's, as far as, like, you know, America returning to conservative values, you know, let's put Christ back in our life. Let's get these... you know, these libtards, you know, in check, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is good. This is good that the popular narrative is shifting more towards, you know, right wing stuff. But I mean, you know, he, I don't see him endorsing Trump. You know, I don't see anybody from the celebrity world really endorsing Trump, because it's too dangerous for them, bro. The narrative has been set. You know, the January 6th narrative, the racism narrative, the, you know, and I mean, really, if people do, you know, then I, that's good. But no, I mean, really, you know, and I go back to what I've said about, like, politicians and, you know, I mean, really the agenda is the most important thing. The agenda is most important thing, you know, the most important thing in politics is good legislation being passed and bad legislation being, you know, terminated. And yeah, I mean, you know, he's a piece of shit, bro. He's a celebrity piece of shit who has no problem asking people for money when he could have fucking put his money in the pot, you know. And all of these people are fucking pieces of shit. Matter of fact, okay, so Charlamagne the God is one of these guys in the hip-hop community, you know, Breakfast Club co-host. You know, he basically went on the record, I don't know if it was the last couple days here, and he said, you know, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, a.k.a., you know, didn't earn it. You know, he's basically said it's mostly garbage. Once again, we don't look for acceptance from celebrities. However, it's interesting to reference that he is saying this because another member from the hip-hop community just 4 days ago, who goes by the name of Plies, is a rapper. He said that's another way of using the N-word, hard R. Now, okay, so Charlamagne the God says that DEI is mostly garbage. I definitely agree with that. Actually, all of it is garbage. This is part of the woke agenda. It's part of the anti-white rhetoric that we see in America. And who is responsible for the anti-white rhetoric? Who is responsible for the woke agenda? Who is responsible for the anti-Christian rhetoric? Who is responsible for the white replacement theory? Who is responsible for all of these people? It's a certain group of people. Am I a bitch? Do I not have the guts to say it? I know it starts with a J and ends with an S. Jaws? Bro, are you telling me that Jaws the shark is doing it? No, actually Jews. That's right. Yes, DEI is mostly garbage. It's not actually mostly garbage. All of it is garbage. You know, I mean, if we were living in a society where, you know, it was really equality, you know, it's like the equal sign. You know, people have the equal sign on their cars and shit. We're down for equality. We want equality. And then they fucking be like, okay, no straight white men. Catholic? Nope. We don't want you around no more. We don't want you around at all. Christian? Fuck no. You know, you get all these fucking You get all these Rob Reiner guys and shit. And they say, what do they say? What do the Rob Reiner guys say? Christian nationalism is the biggest threat to society. Oh, wow, Jew. Wow. Hey, tell me you're a Jew without telling me you're a Jew. You're against Christian nationalism. And it's really weird that in the 50s, in the late 60s, or in this iconic picture of New York in around this time of year, in like the 50, I think it was like 1958, where they had crosses on the buildings. And I definitely think that people need to wake up and realize that America has a Jewish problem. 100%. 100%. And you know what? People on the right are controlled. You know, they're a bunch of normies, and they feel like they have to stand with Israel. They don't have to stand with Israel, because if you are a conservative, then you should know who's involved in agendas. But are you a surface level conservative, or are you a free thinking conservative? Because real conservatives, real actual free thinking conservatives, understand the agendas, bro. The agendas are evil. The agendas are anti-American. The agendas are anti-white. They're anti-Christian. They're anti everything that conservatives are fucking opposing. You know, so it's like, okay, did I say that right? Everything that conservatives are opposing? Yes. Yes. The Jews are everything that conservatives are for. The things that they're for is everything that conservatives oppose. Speaking of things that conservatives oppose, Melania Trump, who is the wife of Donald Trump, is going to be holding a fundraiser for the LGBTQ community. Yes! Let's go! Yo! Let's pander, bro. Pander. They did it to the blacks. He did it to Bud Light. To TikTok. Who else? Vaccine. Abortion. Let's go. It's a pandering season. Yeah, so we're just going to pretend that here's the Trump supporter, bro, because you know people don't want to accept facts, and you know they don't want to accept these facts. I've said it, bro. I really feel like my show is like really exposing me, you know, exposing me for being like a fucking fortune teller. Seriously, bro, because I've said it on multiple occasions that the pandering, he's no different. Let me just say this right now. Before I get into this, because there's going to be a bunch of right-wingers that might even unfollow me, because this is how they do. Okay. He's no different than a leftist. Is he the better option next to Joe Biden? Yes. But he's no different from a leftist. The pandering is out of fucking control. And the reason why there's pandering, I'm going to tell you why there's pandering with this guy, Donald Trump. Okay? And you know what? You know what it is? It's too many people are emotionally invested with Trump. You know, too many people, bro, they're just emotionally invested with Trump. They're like, yo, he's gonna fucking help me in my life, and he's gonna fucking make my life better, and we need him. Let me tell you right now, he's a politician. Okay, it's not 5D chess, and this is just what a politician does. A politician needs votes. He's shifted his stance on the abortion. He says that if you get abortion at 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, 11 weeks, 12 weeks, 13 weeks, 14 weeks, that's gonna lose elections. But you know, if you get an abortion at 15 weeks and we ban that, you know, then that's okay. I mean, the I don't believe polls, you know, unless it's a stripper poll. You know, I don't believe the polls, but as far as what the polls are saying, it's real close with Joe Biden. And the reason, and the fact is Trump needs to pander. You know, it's not something that I think that he should do. I think conservative politicians, I think conservative people, I think people who are real, like real authentic, you know, like real authentic conservative people, like people who stick with the values, you know, things that are in the Constitution and, you know, just the whole conservative, like, lifestyle, you know, it is a lifestyle, you know, I don't think that anybody should pander, bro. I don't think he should pander to a bunch of thugs who are like, you know, damn near like doing all this music and they're talking, oh, Trump 2024. Let me hang out with my goons over here though. You know, and it's just unfortunate that this is happening. Now, as far as LGBTQ, you know, I mean, we literally just had a whole day on Easter where they, you know, the LGBT, you know, the T in the LGBTQ, the transgender is, you know, I mean, this is just pandering, bro. It's pandering, expected, because I've said that the polls are too close. The polls are too close, so he's gonna have to do stuff like this. Not surprised at all. That's why, you know, I make a big, you know, nice little deal about it, because I've said that this is going to happen. He's going to continue to do it. You know, he's going to, bro, I'm telling you, bro, you see, too many people got him on a pedestal, like thinking, oh, he will never do this. Oh, he's bending his knee. Bend that knee, bro. Just don't bend it too hard, because if you bend both of them, then you're on your knees, and who knows what LGBTQ thing you're doing then. The Slide Show, Season 20, Episode 57. How we doing? Fuckery Friday. Woo! It is a wild one out here, children. So, yeah, I mean, that's the get down with the get down, bro. You know, and you know, I've said before, is, you know, from a journalistic point of view, from someone who is like covering things. You know, I used to do the same thing when I used to do sports. Yeah. You know, I used to be, bro, back in the day, like in my normie days. That's right, I used to be a normie. You know, if you can't admit these things, you know, because I used to didn't, like, really care about, you know, anything except doing the show and, you know, smoking weed and smoking cigarettes, listening to fucking ugly music. And then they'd be like, what do you listen to now? I listen to 60s, bro. What was I listening to this morning? 90s. Yeah, bro. We was listening to motherfucking Alanis Morissette. She popped off that song Ironic and shit. Yeah. Know about it. Green Day? Skip those bitches, bro. Skip those bitches. Nah, I mean, the reality is this, man. You know, as you get older, if you don't grow when you get older, if you don't, like, get older and then you grow, you know, you're good luck. Good luck, bitch. You just like a stump. You a stump in the ground. You know. Yeah, so definitely was a normie for sure, bro. Yeah, I mean, everybody's been in those moments, bro. But we learn. We learn. And you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, really, like I've said about people and, you know, people that are in the world, is you really just like I'm saying, bro, like you really need to stack up on you know, ammo, guns, water, food, you know, stop eating fast food, bro. You know, the entire fast food agenda is just all fucking bad. You know, we were talking about Tennessee, you know, banning the spraying of food. I mean, really, if you're in California, you know, okay, so now that we know that when they spray the, you know, I mean, I'll give you guys, bro, I'll give you guys all the tips in the world, bro. I'll give you the life hacks, the slideshow life hack, bro. All right, here's a life hack for the weekend, bro, because they have them everywhere. The best thing you could do is not buy your, bro, the food is fucked. That was one of the things that Kanye West said on the interview that he had with Tucker Carlson. You know, the one that was on Fox News? You know, he did a... I think that was like when he talked about White Lives Matter. And it was such a weird, you know, it was such a weird situation, you know, for people to hear a black man saying that white lives matter. Like, that is so weird. That is so odd that a black man of Kanye West would say such a thing. And then he got on the fucking Instagram and he posted with Candace Owens and they had shirts that said white lives matter. Jesus! Oh my God, I can't believe they think that someone white lives matter. What? That's why, like, I was always like cool with saying all lives matter, bro. Yeah, man, you know. See, but that's just left. That's liberalism, bro. That's liberalism. When you look at the indoctrination that's happened through the years, the identity politics that we see in politics, and, you know, I'll call it out, bro. I don't give a fuck. You call me coconut. You call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. The fact is I know people of all walks of life, okay? I'm talking about skin color, okay? I know Asians. I know, bro, I'm from the Bay Area. I see people everywhere. I see whites, Asians, Mexicans, blacks, whatever. Okay? See, the whole diverse thing is like, it's a lie. It's the whole diverse thing is, see, they try to appear like they're the, you know, like they're the compassionate, you know, group of people, you know, as far as like the Jews, because the Jews are the ones that fucking implement all this shit, right? And if it bothers you that I'm always mentioning this, hey, bro, I'm not the one that fucking starts the agendas. I'm not the one that fucking implements the agendas. I'm not the one that fucking does this shit. It's like the Caitlin Clark thing. You know, I am the reporter. I'm like the dude on the news from the fucking 10 o'clock news. Hi, everybody. We're coming to you live and direct from the far left Bay Area. There's a bunch of normies driving down the freeway right now, and I just want to say, you know, but yeah, I mean, the liberal indoctrination has definitely been the race. You know, it's been very racial, bro. It's been very racial. You know, people put race in front of everything, and I really don't. You know, I don't. I think we should identify as Americans, really, because, you know, when it's all said and done, bro, if we were placed in a different country, if we were in Vietnam, if we were in Russia, if we, yeah. I mean, the whole Brittany Griner thing, right? So everybody talks about Brittany Griner. You know, when she was in Russia and she was locked up, what, you think they did that because she was black? Nope. You think they did it because she was American? Yep. That's why, like, people are more concerned about race and shit and, you know, being anti-American. It's funny to me that people who hate America, you know, like, they'll talk about America. They say, oh, I hate America. But then they talk about the hood that they're from and they love it. But isn't your hood in America? Like, if you're from Oakland, they'd be like, yo, we from Oakland, yeah. Oh, okay. So you love America? No, I don't love America. I love my hood. Okay, your hood's in Oakland. Just thought I'd let you know that. We're doing a fucking podcast right now. The Slideshow Season 20, Episode 57. Yeah. Numbers and shit, bro. Numbers is crazy. Numbers is going well for us, by the way. Yeah, we're like over 5,000 downloads on our podcast feed. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. I got all the appreciation for people who fuck with the slideshow. If you like the slideshow, it's a little wild sometimes, bro. Yeah, he gets very fucking homophobic and racist. And fucking anti-Semitic, bro. It's not even a fucking... It's no question, bro. This is the most anti-Semitic podcast fucking existing in the world. Nah, I think there's other podcasts that are probably more anti-Semitic, you know. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I do go in, but there's probably someone out there, bro. There's probably some Nazi out there with a fucking podcast, Nazi and shit. And then they say, Sly, are you comparing yourself to Nazis? Well, yeah, I mean, we talking about anti-Semitic, right? We talking about being anti, I'm an anti-Semite, bro. I'm an anti-Semite over here and shit. Normies, see what it is normies are so fucking stupid, they probably believe that shit. They probably believe that shit. Slideshow season 20, episode 57. Let me drink some coffee, bro. They say, where do you get your energy from? Fucking. You know, I mean, it's simple, bro. It's simple. You know, actually, I get it from coffee, but you know, but you believe that. You know, for the first couple seconds. Yeah. Nah, I've been running a lot lately, bro. I've been running, bro. Going on those treadmills and shit. Going on the treadmills. Running hard and shit, bro. They say you want to lose. Okay, here's how you lose weight. I'm going to give you guys the tips of the fucking... I'm going to give you tips. Tip hour. All right, this way you lose weight is when you're working out. See, the Planet Fitness, this is the Planet Fitness workout versus the 24 Fitness workout. I'm back at 24 Fitness, all right? We canceled the Planet Fitness because I'm controlled by the Republican narrative that we should all fucking boycott. I only do things because of what's been, like, you know, what we're supposed to do. We're all in a cult. Everybody in the Republican Party is in a cult. Democrat Party's in a cult. Democrats oppose what they oppose. Republicans oppose what we oppose. I am a normie, controlled person. No, I'm just fucking with you. But I did cancel Planet Fitness. But I didn't... Well, I canceled it because, yeah, I mean, I thought it was, like, you can't stand with a company that doubles down on what they did. You can't do it, bro. You can't do it, all right? And they'd be like, yo, you went back to 24 Hour Fitness after that debacle? And I'd be like, yep, sure did, bro. So, like, let's hope there's not, like, another pandemic. Even though they said the bird flu was about to be a fucking thing. Because then I'm going to have to fucking get in another screaming match with a 24 Hour Fitness manager like I did during the pandemic. Flashback, what happened? Okay, it was like 2021, 2022, much after 2020. Dude came to me. I was on a treadmill, minding my own business and shit. And then the dude was like, hey, man, you need to put a mask on. And I was like, fuck you, you little bitch. I'm not putting the fucking mask on. I'm running. And then the dude was like, yeah, you need to put a mask on. It's the fucking law. I was like, it's not the law. I'm just going to say, you know, I'm just going to say it is not the law. But people, like, I think COVID tyranny, people thought it was the law. Yeah, I remember one time someone else told me that shit. I went into like a store and I didn't have it on. The guy was like, he was like one of those Indian dudes, you know, the Indian dudes that smell like onions. Is that racist? No, it's not racist. No, this Indian dude was like, it's the law. It's the law. You need to have a mask on. And I was like, bro, you smell like onions, bro. You smell like onions. Like, I chop them shits up, bro. When we make fucking hot dogs in the fucking summertime. When we chop them onions up. And then I looked at the Indian dude. He said, it's the law to wear a mask. Hope it never happens again, bro. It was just the biggest violation of anything, bro. Like, for someone to tell you to put this mask on, bro, and you still got these motherfuckers, these normies, this Bay Area normies. You know, the Bay Area is the most liberal spot in the world, in America. You know, I speak to my Bay Area conservatives because, you know, like, you go like an hour outside of the Bay Area and it gets very conservative, bro. Like Mike Tyson said, I'm gonna have to be honest. As I get older, I'm getting a little conservative. That's actually a horrible Mike Tyson impersonation. If they paid me money to do impersonations, you got fucked over, people. That's right. Whoever paid you money to do that impersonation, you got fucked over, bro. You got fucked over. Seriously, bro. Yeah, you got fucked over. Slideshow season done. The Slideshow, season 20, episode 57. How's everybody doing out there, bro? I like to say what's up to all my people out there. Yes, even the retards. Retards. Yeah, for sure. We talked about people who self-censor themselves on that word. It's retarded to self-censor yourself. What are we doing here, bro? So, yeah. So, Mike Tyson's going to be fighting Jake Paul. Like, what's the deal here with this? With these? What? Can, like, no one beat them? Bro, like, fools was getting beat, like, back in the day. Guy on a motorcycle and shit, bro. Guy on a motorcycle. Bro, the other day, this dude was splitting lanes on motorcycles. I was driving in my lane. The dude who was next to me moved over to my lane. I was like, honk! Yeah. Yeah. The fools be splitting lanes and shit, bro. They be getting bold as fuck, too, bro. Yeah. Sometimes I move over for them, and they don't even acknowledge. They don't say, oh, yeah, thanks, bro. Thank you for, like, making sure I live, you know? And I've said on multiple occasions that, you know, the most aggressive road rage you'll ever come in contact with is the one, is the road rage that happens in far left Los Angeles, California. Yeah. It's an interesting one, bro. Slideshow season 20, episode 57. There's people that are walking around and shit. And they have, this woman has fake eyelashes. Bro, what's up with the fake eyelashes? Like, bro. I seen females with eyelashes out to here, bro. I seen eyelashes longer than, you know, like longer than I don't know what. Is it like an addiction at this point? I think there's some sort of process to put the fake eyelashes on and shit. And then females gonna be watching me right now, and they're gonna be like, yo, this motherfucker, bro. This motherfucker talking about some shit he don't even know about. Bro, what's the fake eyelash thing, bro? Like there should be a law against, like, fucking long ass eyelashes and shit. You see these females with long, like, damn near out to here and shit. Is it an addiction? Are they getting some sort of fucking, like, you know, some sort of fucking, like, I don't know what it is. Is there surgery to get, like fake ones? Like, you know how they do the fake asses and the fake tits back in the 90s? Do they have surgery for the fake eyelashes? Bro, I'm just gonna be honest for now. All right, I'm just being honest. Some of these fake eyelashes are just fucking ridiculous, bro. It's like, bro, like, I understand, like, if you get a fake, okay, so if females don't have eyelashes, okay, so this is what we're talking about. Okay, so some females don't have eyelashes, okay, so they you know, it's like getting a fake ass. There's no difference here. There's no difference. The fake eyelash is like a fake ass. You're adding something on that's not real. I'm going to have to be honest with you people out there. I kind of like females that are just natural. You know? Not like Alicia Keys not wearing any makeup to every award show. She was trying to make a political stance. I'm just saying, bro. If you get the fake eyelash, it should just be just a, you know, something that's going to make it noticeable. But some of these females are just going overboard and shit. They going like far left, far right extremist. There needs to be a fake eyelash extremist. What's the female in 2024? Fake eyelashes, Stanley fucking Tumblr fucking mugs, and whatever else they're fucking doing and shit. I never... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, remember females in the 90s and shit? They used to, like, tweeze their eyebrows and shit. I remember that shit, bro. They used to hate them shits. All the cholas and shit. They was doing the whole tweezering and, you know, they was doing all that. I don't know. I'm sure, you know, cosmetics. You know, plastic surgeries and shit. Yeah, man. Plastic surgeries and shit. What are we doing? What are we doing out there, bro? Yeah, you know, it's America, bro. You get what you pay for, you know? Get what you pay for. Some people go overboard. You know, we talked about this. Is you get into the plastic surgeries where, you know, these females, you know, do the plastic surgery so much they start looking like trans people and shit. Yeah, bro. I heard it's like, you know, like a lot of this, like plastic surgery ain't even that much. So my girl was watching something the other day and they was like, yo, butt implants, $5,000 per cheek. That's what they was doing. Butt implants, you know, and once again, bro, some of these females on Instagram, you know, they don't look right, bro. They don't look right. It's just like, yo, it's boulders. It's boulders and shit. Yeah. Woo! Man, you know, you're on the Sly Show when he starts fucking going into topics like this. I tell you, bro, I tell you guys every day. I tell you guys constantly, bro, this is not a political show. If you're looking for, bro, I gave you the politics. Donald Trump is fucking... He is fucking, his wife is holding an LGBTQ fundraiser. But that's the Trump, that is the Trump way. 100%, because he's a liberal. He's a Democrat, bro. He's really a liberal. He's really a Democrat. You know, and people don't want to accept these facts. It's okay. It's okay. We can just pretend. Yeah, let's pretend. You know, it's like a fucking... I think I need to put the fucking air conditioner on up in this bitch, bro. It's kind of fucking hot right now and shit. I'm gonna start sweating and shit. There we go. See? Modern problems require modern solutions. We did what we had to do, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely running that gas low. Definitely running the gas low. You know, someone told, you know, a mechanic told me years ago. Now, I don't know how true this is, how untrue it is, but they said, you know, when you run your air conditioner during the summertime and you're driving, they said it does not affect your gas tank. And then an expert who is watching this or who is listening to this might say to themselves, yeah, it does. Damn, isn't that crazy when you get into a debate with somebody and they just have to be right? And they have to fucking, you know, like Tim Pool, like, you know, Tim Cast? When people debate Tim Cast on his show, he starts, like, raising his voice. like, bro, like, you know, he came up with the Israeli derangement syndrome. Bro, you got the IDS? You got the IDS? You heard of TDS, Trump derangement syndrome? Nah, he's got, he said, if you're not for sending fucking money to Israel, you have Israeli derangement syndrome. And he gets loud and shit, bro. Ain't that a motherfucker, bro? Everybody got to be right. No one want to be wrong. No one want to be wrong. No one wants to take accountability, bro. They got it, especially you get in a debate with somebody. Man, people start getting loud and shit. People get all fucking offended. It's crazy. Mental illness, yeah. That's what I say, bro. Like, if you work out, you'll be mentally strong, you know? But people just like, hey, yeah, that's just something you say. That's just something you say, you know, to be, like, cool. And no, I'm serious. Yeah. That's why, like, when you get into a toxic person, someone who's fucking, like, doing normie shit all day, watching porn, eating fast food, drinking hella fucking soda. Nah, soda is, like, the worst. But I'm not gonna lie to you guys. So my girl says, yo, she wanted a strawberry soda the other day, right? So I got a big-ass, like, little 2-liter of Fanta and shit. She took one sip. She didn't like it. So I had this whole Fanta, this whole strawberry Fanta soda. Now, I don't drink soda, okay? I don't drink soda. I think soda is, like, one of the worst things you can do. So anyways, so the Fanta soda was, like, just looking at me. And he was, like, it was talking to me. Like, yo, you gonna drink me, bitch? You know, you paid for me. You know, you know what I mean? So the Fanta soda was there, just, like, there. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna drink this whole motherfucking thing, bro. I drank that whole motherfucking Fanta soda, bro. I was like motherfucking, like, lard ass. On fucking that movie Stand By Me. Remember when he was, you know, eating the fucking hot dogs? Except it was a Fanta soda. I was drinking the Fanta. I drank that whole motherfucker shit, bro. Like damn near shotgunned the Fanta soda. Take me back to my days when I used to shotgun brewskis. Which I don't do anymore, by the way. And, yeah, it was a bad situation. I like, post Fanta soda, it was a ugly situation, bro. It was ugly. I won't do it again. I probably won't ever drink a soda again. You know? I probably won't ever drink a soda. When I go to the Italian restaurants, they say, What would you like to drink? Even though we're about to load your little bitch ass up with carbs. And I'm like, yo, yeah. Let me get some of that Pellegrino. That Pellegrino. What's Pellegrino? Sparkling water. That was a good one. Definitely was, bro. That was a good one. You know, you got to appreciate a good hock-a-loogie, bro. Hock-the-loogie. That was a good one, bro. You know? Yeah. Slideshow season 20, episode 57, Fuckery Friday. I hope everybody has a great weekend, bro. You know? I hope you guys enjoy, you know, you got to enjoy life, though, man. You know, you really do. You know, if you're not where you're at in life, then do something about it, man. You know, there ain't no victim mentality around this bitch. This is a slideshow. All right, anybody who watches a slideshow, listens to a slideshow, there ain't no victim mentality. You know, that's why, like, when liberals do that shit, you know, they complain about their life. They talk about how much their situation in life is fucked up. Okay, we all have fucked up lives, bro. We all come from fucked up traumas. We all been through shit that's unfortunate. But at the end of the day, what are you doing about it? You ain't doing nothing about it. I don't want to hear it. Period, point blank. And that's the energy people need to be on. You know? Like, too many people fucking act like, you know, people give a fuck. People don't give a fuck, bro. People don't get... True shit. No one gives a fuck about your problems. They don't. People got their own fucking problems. You think they give a fuck about your... It's like when people like fucking... Oh, well, you know... Oh, yeah. You know, no one fucking cares, bro. That's why I always refer back to Sonny from Bronx Tale. No one cares, kid. No one cares, kid. No one cares. Drinking these fucking coffees and shit, bro. That's what we doing on the slide show on a Fuckery Friday. Yeah. So it's a April, bro. You know, the old saying, April showers bring May flowers. April showers bring May flowers. Not like literally, not like we over here playing with flowers and shit. What kind of fucking faggot shit you talking about, Sly? You talking about flowers and shit? Yeah, the hood says that.
Yo, let me give him his flowers. Let me give him his flowers.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't giving no man no flowers, bro.
They say, I need to give him his flowers.
Fuck that shit, bro. I ain't giving you no carnations, no roses, no fucking violets, nothing. I ain't giving no man no flowers at no point in his life. But I definitely give you respect. The Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 57. You guys have a God-blessed weekend. Have a God-blessed day. And do what you do. Is whatever you do, just do it well. All right? Keep Christ in your life. Christ is King. All right? That's my outro for the show. Uh-oh. These motherfuckers over here fucking... They honking. They getting angry and shit. All right. I'll see you guys later. Have a good one. God bless everybody out there.